You're listening to the audio production of The Hideaway by Lauren K. Denton, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Carthy Masters.
Chapter 1. Mags. March. Sunsets in Sweet Bay have always made me feel a little like a child. I think it's all that vast open water. I expect something to come rising out of the deep at the last minute, something huge and unexpected. I'm always waiting, anticipating, but each night is like the one before, a frenzy of color, the disappearance of the sun, the dusk settling in like an old friend getting comfortable. Earlier this evening, when I left the house to come out here to the garden, Dot was standing by the microwave, waiting for her popcorn, while Bert washed his cast-iron skillet with just the right amount of gentleness. Business as usual. We'd had a pleasant dinner, good food, lively conversation. But everyone knows, after dinner is my time in the garden. They stopped asking me long ago to join them in their nightly routines. A television drama, a jigsaw puzzle, Glory laying out her quilt squares. Late evenings belong to me and my memories. I sit here on my old bench, made by hands that once held mine. The bench isn't much, just cedar planks and peeling paint. But it's been a friend, a companion for almost as long as I've lived in this house. My fingers curl under the edge of the bench, a habit formed over the years. I close my eyes and breathe in deep. So much has happened. Sometimes it hurts to think on it all. Other nights, like this one, the memories are sweet. Next to me is the latest issue of Southern Living that came in the mail.